I'm Dennis O'Hare.
And I'm Rose Scott. Dennis, an Atlanta gay bar is at the center of a controversy. Now, last week, a sign appeared on the entranceway into Blake's on the Park. It was a sort of a dress code flyer. We'll tell you the specifics in a moment, but it sparked intense and some inflammatory comments on social media. Now, some applauded management. Others charged the dress code policy profiled and targeted the African-American LGBT community. So here to discuss all of this, Patrick Saunders. He's the interim editor of the Georgia Voice, who first broke the story about Blake's on the Park. And Greg Smith. He's a LGBT community activist who focuses on HIV and AIDS awareness. Gentlemen, thanks to both of you for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Patrick, I want to begin with you. What was on the sign that was posted on Blake's?
So there was probably about 15 different things that were listed on the sign, but the things that really got people's attention once it went up on that day were certain terms that some people definitely took as a stereotypical description of an African-American, and they included no hoodies, no sagging pants or excessively baggy clothes, no do-rags, no oversized chains and medallions, a lot of words that could have, that people definitely got upset about.
And what was that immediate feedback?
The immediate feedback was outrage. I started getting texts and messages on Thursday night around 10 o'clock when it first got posted by someone that was actually at the bar at that point. And it just took off from there. So there's a really popular person that we interviewed, G Session Smalls, who he has a big following. And once he posted it, they had just had comment after comment after comment after comment. And then once we posted it the next Friday morning, after making sure to talk to, or at least attempt to talk to everyone involved, then it just took off from there.
Now, we want to let everyone know that we, WABE, in a closer look, did reach out to Blake's on the Park management. We have not heard a response from them.
Greg, I want to come to you because after you first heard about the flyer and then I assume saw it for yourself, what were your first thoughts about it? You're African American.
Yeah. Well, when it came across my feed, I was bewildered. And so I actually left my office and went down to Midtown and said, I had to go and see this for myself. And so by the time we got there the next morning, we got over there probably about 11:30, they had removed the sign. And it was like, well, that was pretty interesting. And so, again, the outrage within the community, as you see, as we saw the feed, the conversation was really like of shock. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I should be shocked because of my experiences with Blake.
What do you mean, your experiences with Blake's?
Well, Blake used to have a show there on Sunday nights. It was predominantly African-American, transgenders performing on Sunday nights. It was a place where we packed out. Mm-hmm. And they stopped the show. And when they stopped the show, we had asked, well, why did they stop the show? They said, well, they stopped the show because the Caucasian customers were complaining there were too many blacks in here.
That's what you were told?
Yes.
And did you talk to Blake's about it?
No. That was just one knows, when you're not welcome, you just keep it moving.
Well, let me ask you, in the reaction, and Greg, I'll start with you, but Patrick, you can mm-hmm. jump in on this as well. Was the outrage from the community kind of an all or nothing, either have all of these policies or none of them? Or was there a feeling that, okay, some of this might make sense, no dark glasses, no hoodies, because that makes it hard for people to see who someone might be if they're doing something. Whereas other parts of it, like no medallions, no chains, that really doesn't make any sense when it comes to avoiding trouble.
Yeah, and I want to say initially there was, when you asked about what was the initial reaction,
sure.
was outrage. It was kind of interesting to see how the discussion turned at a certain point, and very few people spoke out in favor of the sign at first. Mostly it was all against, and then as time went on, especially through the day Friday and then into Saturday, it really kind of became more 50-50. It was mm-hmm. half the people saying that, this is racist, and half people saying that every business they should be able to have a dress code. I don't like some of these clothes. I don't wear them, so it doesn't matter to me, that sort of thing. So it really did come down to almost split the community.
Greg, what about you? I mean, because obviously it's not just African Americans who wear hoodies and dark glasses,
yes.
but was there a feeling of, okay, some of the policy makes sense individually, but the entire thing taken as a whole might be a problem?
Well, I think it's something that was thought out. Because the way that it was placed in the location, it was placed in a permanent stage. It wasn't a piece of paper that they put up. So somebody had to approve that. how we process it, I think is very complex in our community. We have a passive a part of our community. We have a more aggressive, where we look at things deeply, more deeper. But the emotions that conjured up for our community really speaks to just the LGBT community as a whole. We have what we call, there's gray in the rainbow, and so we understand that everything is not cookies and cream.
Are you saying there's the bigger discussion that there are race issues within the LGBT community?
Yes. And one of the things that's been respectful in the LGBT community is that we try not to air our dirty laundry out in the street. In the LGBT community, it was a couple of years ago, LGBT foundations that give money to LGBT organizations, they had to create a committee to address that they've only given 1% of their dollars to people of color LGBT organizations. And so we begin to look at the complexity of it. And so I think Blake's opens up the discussion, because there are some good people who work at Blake. So,
Patrick, what do you think?
No, I agree. And I did want to point out that, Blake's is about 2:00 on Friday, did post a statement on their Facebook page. I don't know if you want to circle around.
And when we have that statement here, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that. Greg, you've read the statement.
Yes.
And your thoughts?
I think the statement is really a response into, first of all, when we talk about hoodies, it's been 90-some degrees for the past 3 months. Who come up in there with hoodies? You got police parked out at the door. So were you concerned? You got you got APD. So in your response, it was a knee-jerk reaction, because I don't think they expected anybody to respond.
Let me ask you, are either of you aware that there have been some either criminal concerns about criminal misconduct? They mentioned the word perpetrators in this statement.
There were, there have been some armed robberies in the area in recent weeks and everything, and they did sort of allude to that in the statement, that was kind of given as one of the reasons. But they said basically that it was an edited version. It wasn't a finalized version of the dress code, and that it was released prematurely without management approval.
But I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the recent police reports, but was there any indication that the perpetrators in those incidents were wearing any of the things that were outlined in the dress code?
I'm not sure. No, not that I've seen.
Greg, I don't know if you've had a chance to look either.
Yeah, it's, again, something that was not thought out, because when we look at it from LGBT perspective, when they look at no bandanas, no do-rags, if you look at white gay men who are into S&M, they use colored rags, yellow, green, orange, and blue. When we look at no dark sunglasses, what gay person don't like to walk in fabulous with some sunglasses on? come on.
Gentlemen, you both have admitted that this is a part of a larger discussion within the LGBTQ community. So how do we have it? Who has it? And where do you begin, Patrick?
That's a big question. The interesting part about this is that for so long, when we're talking about LGBT rights and trying to talk to other communities about them, we're trying to tell them that we're just like you, that we pay taxes just like you, put our pants on one leg at a time. And the flip side of that coin is we also share the darker elements sometimes with every other community. And that is that, yes, some of us are racist. There is an issue within the community that opened up, this incident opened up a dialogue, which, as far as where to take it from here, it's not just maybe letting that go, but actually keeping on that conversation going and bringing in activists like Greg and other people like that.
Greg, I'll give you the final word on that. Where do we begin?
I say we celebrate everybody. We celebrate the grassroots activists. We celebrate the public policy person. We let people do it the best way they know how, with the resources that they're working with the energy and the passion. And we don't be judgmental with one another. We be instrumental. That's my thought.
Well, you mentioned that there was some silence, because if you're not welcome, you don't go. But that doesn't exactly help the situation. So are you saying the African-American community within the LGBT community just sort of, I guess, extracts itself away from and not be active and try to have a conversation with Blake's?
I think there are African-Americans that go to Blake's that like Blake's. The question would be, it's not Blake's. The question would be, how do we have a bigger discussion? Because when you begin to make one group an enemy, where someone may have just made a bad decision. And so, we acknowledge that. People who choose to go there, they'll go there. But again, activists, come out, speak your voice. If people decide they want to protest against Blake, let's applaud them and keep it moving.
All right. Greg Smith is an LGBT community activist. Patrick Saunders is the interim editor at the Georgia Voice. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in and taking time. We appreciate it. And Patrick, we'll look to more follow-ups. Will you seek to get more comment from Blake's on this?
They put out the statement, and we'll, you know, reach out to them to sort of talk about it further. We're going to have a story on our next issue about this issue, just racism within the community in general.
Thank you, gentlemen. Mm-hmm.